Yo, yo, it's the Joe and Alex Show. Hope you are having yourself a wonderful Friday. Let's get into this conversation. The number to call is 833-JOE-ALEX. It's 833-563-2539 because, I don't know, I feel like I'm kind of have a little more weight on this one. No pun intended, but it has to do with weight, and I kind of see where the person's coming from. They're saying, I think my coworker's weight is impeding her career. Should I say something? Now, here's the question, and you can answer it at 833-JOE-ALEX. Maybe you are a person that has a coworker that this could be related to, or maybe you're the bigger person. It says, I'm a manager of a small team at my workplace. My industry is heavily male-dominated, and my team has one other woman on it besides me, so a lot of dudes. My team member, Claudia, is what we're going to call her, is professional, friendly, intelligent, and I have no problem about trusting her with important, time-sensitive tasks and do so with great success. Claudia was always a very large woman and has gained a substantial amount of weight in the past 3 to 4 years. At this point, I'm not quite sure, what to call her. I think she's probably morbidly obese. So she's really a big woman, okay? And aside from being concerned for her health, I know for a fact that her weight has held her career back. Directors above me are reluctant to place her in a room with clients because that role right there where you're meeting clients is the face, quote unquote, or the first impression of our company.
Wow.
And, they're saying we're kind of holding back on doing that because of that role and her weight. So they just feel like it's unprofessional that she's that big. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Does she, tell her, hey, I'm not judging you, but just so you know, I'm trying to let you know your career is getting held back because you're so overweight. Do you say that? I mean, for health reasons, you would say, hey, I'm worried about your health if it was
right.
A friend. But do you tell somebody, hey, I'm worried you're too fat, it's holding your job back?
I would say no. You don't say that. You don't say that out loud.
But what if you knew for a fact to that person, though? Like, Alex, it's in a totally different universe. But let's say you're a bigger girl. You're 275 pounds, and, you're not, really fit, but you're just really, really, overweight. You don't look good, okay? And your job, I don't know what it would be, because it didn't say this job here for this story, but your job, it's all about meeting people, and they see you. And I think it is kind of true. As a person that's morbidly obese, that would be me, I think that people tend to judge skinnier people more favorably. If I had a business,
sure.
I would put Pork Chop out there before I'd put me.
Yeah, I actually learned about that. I took a class in college, and it was about cultural diversities and ethics, whatever. And
yeah.
We talked about how people are biased. People are favored in our culture, and skinny people are definitely more favored subconsciously. People don't even
know
they're
favored.
Yes, but that is very true. Now, see, my thing is, I think if anyone has any sort of extreme weight gain, weight loss, someone needs to talk to them. If you're their friend, you need to talk to them, no matter what. But I also think, too, because something deeper is going on there. I feel like when you see someone who's morbidly obese, sometimes my initial thought is there's something deeper going on there. They're either they have an unhealthy relationship with food, and this isn't just obese people. This is also people of all weights. But it's more obvious with obese people that you have an unhealthy relationship with food. You're using food to cope with something else that is going on way deeper. So I think that's a problem. And I also think, though, too, that, yes, there are a million different body types. Morbidly obese is not a body type. You can be thicker. You can be bigger boned. You can be overweight for what the standard is.
So
and that
are
might
you going to say
body
something?
Type.
I mean, you're being really nice about this, and I respect where you're coming from, giving all that a background. But
if
you
I was,
get to the point, if, are you going to say something to your friend that's morbidly obese?
A friend, yes. A coworker that I'm not friends with,
no.
No, absolutely
really?
Not. No.
No, is that because you're I don't want them to get the job, I want the job?
No, because it's rude.
It's not my place. It's none of my business.
Okay, 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick it off this morning with Jane. Hey, Jane, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good here. Okay, now this woman has a situation where apparently their line of work, it is physical appearance and first impression based, and she's kind of wondering if she should tell her friend, like, hey, you being morbidly obese is holding your career back.
So I am also a woman that is overweight, and I think it's just important for everyone to remember that fat people know that they're fat, and you never need to tell them. Like, the world is telling them this all the time, so it's like you're not going to be giving her new information by telling her that there could be health problems with her weight and that people aren't necessarily going to want to promote her or do that. Like, this is not going to be new information, so I would suggest that she not say anything.
Okay.
What do you think it would help? Obviously, not you're aware of what you look like, everything like that. But do you think it would help as a friend to be like, hey, you know, you have gained 100 pounds in the past 6 months or year, whatever it was. Like, is everything okay? Is there, you know, do you need to talk?
You could have, if you're truly friends, I think you can have a conversation of, are you okay? But again, this person knows that they've gained 100 pounds. Like, this is, it's their own body, right, and they know. And I think that...
Do you think that they could be ignoring something else going on?
If your career, it might be, you know, something where she would want to find a different job. I think there could be other things going on, you know, depression, mental issues, and, you know, that's definitely something that's prevalent. Right. But I don't think framing it as about weight is going to be helpful.
Got it.
All right. I mean, like, listen, I'm the fat guy, and I feel like I'm on my own little island here with this. Of course, if you're fat, you know that, but maybe they don't realize that it's affecting them, like, advancing. Like, what if it was that way for radio? I mean, like, I like where I'm at in my career, and I'm very happy and thankful. But let's say I wanted to be in New York, which is the number one radio market, if you didn't know that. And I had a chance, but it's like, oh, we really wanted to hire Joe, but he's too fat for New York. Like, for example, like, and maybe would that help if somebody told me that?
I feel like it would. Like, if someone told me I never wear makeup, I very, very seldomly wear makeup to work and to meetings just because, like, we're not required to. We can wear our pajamas to work.
Yeah, we're going to change that, actually. We've been talking about that rule.
If I had higher ups that were talking behind my back and saying, yeah, Liv is hurt, she's ugly, if she doesn't start wearing more makeup to work and look more presentable, then she's not going to advance. I would want one of you guys to tell me.
Okay, well, listen, we had a talk. your review's coming up. The makeup's the number one thing. No, Maddie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hey, I just wanted to say that it's nobody's business what size your coworkers are, and I think it matters how they do what they do and if they're good at their job.
Okay.
So...
thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Adrian. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, well, I hate to fuel this fire because I already kind of see where this conversation is going. But we need to take a step back and see that someone's approached someone about wanting to talk about a female body. Like, we never, ever as a society want to talk about the morbidly obese man. But, of course, we have to focus on women's bodies constantly. It's so ridiculous. If that's not someone who you love, don't.
Thank you for calling in. Seems like you're a little passionate about that one right there. Nah! No, we appreciate it. Let's wrap things up with Pamela. Hey, Pamela, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Would you tell them or not?
I would absolutely not tell them. And I think that the person that wants to tell them only wants to tell them because they feel, like, guilty. They feel some sort of guilt because they obviously feel the same way. But that's... telling them is not for them, it's for you. It's so that you don't feel bad.
But what if she gets fired, or what if she doesn't get promotions because of her weight? Wouldn't you want to know that?
Well, here's the thing. I'm a big person, too. I weigh 300 pounds. I know what I look like, and I know how the world works. I know that if you're, you know, especially in a job situation, if you're thinner, you're going to do different things. You're going to be able to do different things than I can do.
Right.
But either way, I don't want somebody who is not my friend that I know telling me anything about my weight.
No, but
because I see myself every day.
This person was her friend. That's the whole point, is that this person is her coworker
and a
friend.
Yeah.
I guess if you're a close friend and you genuinely feel like if this is like they're talking behind your back, that might be different. But I personally would rather not, no one tell me that. I already know what I look like. I already know my limitations. I know that there are things that I'm not going to get because I don't look a certain way. And having someone else tell me that is probably just going to hurt my feelings.
Right.
I think if I'm asking you those questions, if I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, I've had this job forever and I'm not going anywhere. Why do you think this is?
Yeah.
Then maybe that's different. Maybe that person doesn't even want to move up. Maybe that person doesn't even want that job.
That's right. That's so interesting. See, like, I'm going to be totally transparent as we wrap this up here. If you couldn't get through, by the way, Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show, and Facebook, to search for Radio Now and give us a like. For me, like, if it was like me and Pork Chop, we were competing for something, mm-hmm. I wouldn't tell him anything if that was the case, but I would like totally try to fatten him up. Like, oh man, like get him fatter than me.
Right.
So he'd have no chance of getting the job.
I would sabotage
him.
Well, we got a Facebook message from Rhonda who says that she's a hiring manager and that she actually likes to promote fat people because she knows that they're always going to be down to take an extra long lunch.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.